The scripture lesson today is from the letter to the Christian community in Ephesus, Asia Minor. It's from Ephesians 1, verses 3 through 14. It's a bit complicated, so you'll have to pay attention. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, just as he chose us in Christ before the foundations of the world to be holy and blameless before him in love. He destined for us for adoption as his children through Jesus Christ, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of his glorious grace that he freely bestowed on us in the Beloved. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace that he lavished on us. With all wisdom and insight, he has made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure that he sent forth in Christ, to be a plan for the fullness of time to gather us all, to gather all things in him, things in heaven and things on earth. In Christ we have his also obtained an inheritance, having been destined according to the purpose of him who accomplished all things according to his counsel and will, so that we, who were the first to set our hope on Christ, might live for the praise of his glory. In him you also, when you had heard the word of truth, the gospel of our salvation, and had believed in him, were marked with the seal of the promised Holy Spirit. This is the pledge of our inheritance toward redemption as God's own people, to the praise of his glory. For the word of God in Scripture, for the word of God among us, for the word of God within us.
Good morning and Happy New Year. Let's uncomplicate that scripture. Will you pray with me, please? May the words of my mouth and the meditation of each of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O God. You are our rock and our redeemer. So I walked 500 miles to get here. That may seem a little odd since I live 2 miles down the road. But I did. I walked 500 miles to get here. And I didn't. I am a pilgrim, or as they say in Spain, a peregrino. I walked the Camino de Santiago, a 500-mile pilgrimage across northern Spain. I walked every day for 34 days, carrying everything on my back and staying in community dormitory-style living situations. I followed in the footsteps of hundreds of thousands of other pilgrims who, over the years, retraced the steps of the apostle to Jesus, St. James. St. James had a ministry in Spain, returned to Jerusalem, and was beheaded. So his followers took his body back to Spain and to his final resting place in Santiago. My pilgrimage started in France and ended in Spain. Now, I've talked to several people here in the congregation who have also completed the Camino in some way, shape, or form, and I've talked with others who are interested in it. So I am willing to share my experience with anybody who wants to know. So with my new seminary degree from the Isla School of Theology in hand, I headed to Spain. And during that time, I had so much grief and loss and change in my life. I wanted to retrace the steps of our ancient spiritual leaders to get closer to God, to heal. But mostly, I wanted to figure out how to use my theology degree and to listen how God would guide my ministry. My expectations were high, and shouldn't they be? Truly, very, very truly, I was looking for my own personal epiphany, or the light of the star that would guide me on where I was going to take my ministry, with exact steps and directions in how to serve my call. So notice what I'm asking. I'm asking God for exact steps and guidance. The Magi were on a journey too. They were on a journey to verify the birth and location of the newborn Jesus. Instead of retracing the steps of ancient pilgrims, they followed the star. They followed the star because what they were looking for was not where they were. As I walked the Camino, I bargained with God. I said, I will serve you in any capacity. I will leave the comforts of my home. I will leave the comforts of the place I had lived my entire life. I'll leave my friends and my family if you will just tell me what to do. I wouldn't recommend this approach. Before I left for my walk, this happened. I had one day between seminary graduation and my flight to Spain. One day, and I was so sick, I needed to go to the doctor. I had no business getting on a plane, let alone leaving the country. But I had planned and prepared, and I was going to go on this journey. This was my only window of time. So this one day, I get a call from a friend of mine who asked me to interview for a chaplaincy position. I told her my situation, but we agreed to meet quickly for an interview. And at the end of the interview, they asked me if I would meet their CEO. They asked me if I would make myself available while I was on the Camino for a call. And I said no. I said no because I didn't know where I was going to be. I didn't know what kind of connectivity I would have. And it wasn't part of my journey. I wanted to go and just be in the presence of God. And I told them that I hoped that they would wait for my return 5 weeks later to meet the CEO. So about 10 days into my walk, I got an email that they had hired someone else for this job. They didn't wait for me. Surprise. I was devastated, rejected, and I was fearful that my seminary degree was going to go to waste. But God revealed. The mystery of my vocation was still hidden. It was still a mystery. You see, I love chaplaincy work, but I knew I didn't want to be a chaplain. I knew that. But my sight was so narrow, I couldn't see that God reveals in rejections and disappointments. The mystery of God has its own time and space. Yet the mystery is expansive. And instead of having a wonderful, phenomenal, joyful trip on the Camino, I was angry. These were my limitations. The season of Epiphany is about leaving the familiar places that we know to go to the unknown and scary places. Places that call us to let go, where we can practice courage and bravery, and where choice is ours. This is a wonderful time of the year to recommit ourselves to more deeply opening ourselves up making the known unknown, and revealing the mystery of what is hidden within us. In all of my humanness, I just wanted answers, specifics, which made me miss so many other wonderful and glorious things, gifts God has to offer. In my humanness, I wanted answers to external things, when in reality, everything I wanted was already within me. We tend to think that epiphanies are surprises, aha moments, but they're there. They're already there. We seem to be surprised when we discover something new, but it's there. It's in you, and it's in me now. We were born in the likeness of Christ. Whatever is in you is in you now. I have a t-shirt that says, "Tomorrow I will make better mistakes." You all want one, don't you? God was revealed to me in my mistakes. Can we see the richness in our failures and our disappointments? And can we see that they are part of the unveiling mystery? Somewhere on the Camino, in a small pub, etched on the wall, it says, "Turn back. There is no Santiago." We have to keep walking. Was I so naive to think that I would get all the answers, that all the answers would be provided when I got to the end of my journey in Santiago? Yes, I was. But God reveals, epiphanies happen, mysteries unfold when they are ready, when we are ready. We can draw on the experience of the Magi, how their physical journey involved following an unknown source of light, of getting out of their comfort zone, of letting go of what was familiar to them, going into the unknown, searching in strange places, to finding what they were looking for. We must be open to the mystery, to move into unfamiliar territory. I was looking for Plymouth Congregational UCC, and you were looking for me. How far have you walked to get here? Instead of feeling frustrated, angry, or stuck, what if we might learn from the Magi who journeyed by following a star? How is our situation similar or different for something that is unknown to us? How do we change our thinking to be more open to the expansiveness of mystery, revealed or unrevealed? How might we discover that worship, either here in the sanctuary, or out in our community, or in prayer, or in social justice work, or anything that feeds our soul, is an extravagant giving of ourselves to get closer to God? What kinds of mistakes have you made that reveal the mystery of God living within you? How can we cherish our mistakes to move to radical love? What if we put down all that we are carrying and seek assistance from a professional through prayer, your pastors, or a trusted friend? What if our light shines bright while others live in darkness? What will our outreach be? How will we put our faith into action? What else? What else do you need, want from the mysteries, the epiphanies, to lead you to extravagant, loving, ever-giving, and ever-growing relationship with God and community. The star burns bright in each of you. What you are seeking is seeking you. Praise be to the light of God. Amen.